Thank you very much, Linda. I thank you for the invitation. Okay, as you can see, most of the talk were focused on maize. So for a change of pace, I will talk about soybean. So what I'm going to do is basically report the current status of our research with regard to getting rid of a major allergen from soybean seed. As we all know, in spite of the previous talk, soybeans also grown quite extensively in the United States, and actually it is the second important cash crop in the United States. And the bulk of soybean that is produced in the United States is crushed for the meal and utilized in the animal industry, primarily in the case of poultry and swine. The main reason for this is soybeans are an excellent source of protein. They are nutritionally very rich, as excellent. So they are excellent source of protein. It has very good balance of essential amino acids, and it is easily digestible also. And even though they are slightly deficient in sulfur-containing amino acids, they are very well loaded with essential amino acids like lysine, tryptophan, threonine, isoleucine, and valine. And when compared to other sources of protein, soybeans are much cheaper. So there is a huge demand for utilization of soybean in the livestock industry. In spite of the fact that it's extensively used in the animal industry, and also, of course, soybeans are fairly new to the United States, whereas soybeans have been consumed in Asia for centuries, and they are known of the health benefits of soybeans. Consequently, they have been using soybeans in the diets in the Asian cultures. But soybeans were introduced into the United States in the first part of the 19th century. And from a crop with no commercial value at the beginning of the turn of the century, soybeans have become as one of the most important crops, second only next to maize, with regard to the commercial production of this important crop. But soybeans has also been identified as one of the big eight allergens. And this is the reason why I'm interested in looking at some of the allergens and characterizing these allergens. And the soybean allergen in the case of humans is very prominent in children, especially during the very first few years of the childhood when they're consuming milk products based on soy. And this allergy often is overcome as the child grows up. And it has been estimated about 0.5% of the US population is allergic to soybean. And some of the symptoms of soybeans include rashes, gastrointestinal and respiratory problems, and very rarely encounter of death. Okay. And if you go back to the literature and look at the proteins which are allergic to allergenic potential, there are several proteins that have been identified. But when you compare the studies conducted with human versus the animal models, like in pigs, there is very little studies in identifying the proteins which cause allergic reactions in pigs. For example, they know that feeding young animals with soybean often causes some growth problems, especially is true in the young pigs. So when the pigs are growing at the very initial phases, the amount of soybean these pigs are fed is very, very limited, mainly because they cause inflammatory responses, as well as the growth performance is very negatively impacted. And if you look at the literature, they have shown there are lots of specific antibodies generated in pigs against soy proteins. Even though these proteins, their allergic response have been identified, none of these proteins have been identified and characterized in young pigs. So that's the reason why we got interested in identifying the proteins, soy proteins, which seems to be having allergenic response in young pigs. If you look at the total soybean proteins, and soybeans, as I pointed out, is an excellent source of protein. So about 40% of the seed is protein on a dry weight basis. And in addition to the 40% protein, it also contains about 20% oil. And there are two major groups of protein in soybean, which are called as 7S and 11S storage proteins. And these proteins comprises about close to 60% of the total storage proteins. So as you can point, I am pointing here, this is, these three groups of proteins are the alpha prime and the alpha and beta subunit of beta conglycine. These three subunits represent the 7S globulins. And these proteins are encoded by multi-gene family, and these proteins are glycosylated. So about 5% of the protein is represented by carbohydrate. And the other major group storage protein is the 11S glycine, these two subunits, which are synthesized as a precursor protein and undergoes post-translation and modification processing to give rise to a 40 kilodalton acidic peptide and a 20 kilodalton basic peptide. And these two subunits are held together by means of a disulfide bond. And previous studies have shown, at least in humans, that some of these storage proteins could be in a potential food allergens, but not much study has been done with regard to the animals, especially in pigs. So in order to see whether any of these proteins serve as an allergens in young pigs, we obtained sera from young pigs and did a Western blot analysis. So what you're seeing is, these are the total proteins from soybeans, which was transferred to nitrocellulose membrane and incubated with the serum from young pigs, which have been fed on soy and corn diet. And as you can see, the serum from the young pigs specifically recognized a 72 kilodalton protein. And this protein migrates to the same size as the alpha subunit of beta conglycine. In order to demonstrate that this protein is actually the alpha subunit of beta conglycine, what we did is we purified this protein and then did a Malditoff analysis. And then, as you can see from the sequence presented here, and it clearly indicates that this protein, which reacts specifically with the pig's serum, is indeed the alpha subunit of beta conglycine. And there are some of the typical characteristics of allergens. For example, the allergens are known to be very highly resistant to digestion with pepsin. So we wanted to test whether the beta subunit, the alpha subunit that we have identified as an allergen is also resistant to pepsin digestion. In order to do that, we took the purified alpha subunit and incubated with a stimulated gastric fluid in presence of in the presence of pepsin for 1 hour. As you can see, this lane is a purified lane, and here you are incubated with the pepsin, and this one was inactivated, incubated with inactivated pepsin. And even after 1 hour incubation, there is very little breakdown of the pepsin, breakdown of the alpha subunit, clearly indicating that this protein is highly resistant to pepsin digestion, which is a typical hallmark of an allergen. So I pointed out the alpha subunit is a glycoprotein. That is, in this particular case, it has been shown to be contained 5% carbohydrate. And in the literature, it has been shown that the carbohydrates could act as a potential epitopes for inducing the allergenic response. So in order to see if the alpha subunit, the carbohydrates associated with the alpha subunit plays a role in the immune response, we took the purified protein and deglycosylated using an enzymatic, using glycosidases. And as you can see, by deglycosylation, the size of the protein is drastically reduced because we have removed the carbohydrate moiety. And when we challenge this with the pig serum, you can see, irrespective of the presence of carbohydrate or not, the reactivity still remains, indicating that the carbohydrate moiety is not the primary reason for the antigenic response. So what we wanted to know is, within this protein, which are the region within the protein which actually is responsible for the immunogenic response? So in order to demonstrate the antigenic epitopes of the alpha subunit, what we decided to do is to synthesize peptides. This alpha subunit contains about 605 amino acids. So we synthesized peptides of a length of 15 amino acids with an overlap of 7 amino acids. So we synthesized a series of peptides and spotted them on a membrane and then hybridized with the plasma from the pig. And as you can see, the peptides 24 to 28 shows strong reaction against the plasma from the pig. And this region is highlighted here in the red. So this small region, which is almost close to the N-terminal region of the protein, seems to be mainly responsible for the immunogenic response in young pigs. So we wanted to see where this protein is located on the surface of the alpha subunit. The 3D structure of the alpha prime subunit of beta-carnoglycinin has been determined. And there's a very high sequence homology between all the three subunits of the 7S globulins. The alpha prime, the alpha, and beta are very similar, showing sequence homology greater than 90% in certain regions of the protein. So we took advantage of the 3D structure of the alpha prime subunit, and using as a template, we modeled our alpha subunit. And then the computer prediction says that the peptide regions that we identified using the SPARC technology basically lies on the surface of the protein, as you can see the ones marked in the red, which represent the peptide 28, and peptide 24 and 25 are highlighted in gold color. So, which is a typical of allergens, these epitopes are exposed to the surface of the protein, which might explain why these epitopes induce the allergenic response. And it's very curious because I told you the alpha prime, alpha, and beta subunits are very similar. They have extensive sequence homology. In spite of the fact they have such an extensive homology, only the alpha subunit reacts against the pig serum. So when you align the sequence between these three subunits, you can see there are regions which are highly conserved. At the same time, there are variations within these regions. So that could explain why only the alpha subunit reacts, but not the other two subunits. Interestingly, we also found quite extensive sequence homology with a major allergen from peanut. And as you can see here, the Arrakis H1 is a very well-known allergen from peanut. And this has a similar sequence alignments with the alpha subunit. Whereas the peanut allergen was identified using IgE, so which is very critical to establish a protein to be an allergen because you have to have an immune response, the response mediated by IgE. Whereas in the case of pig, what we have shown is only through IgG. So just because a protein is reacting with IgG does not necessarily mean it's an allergen. All we can say is most likely as a potential to be an allergen. But whereas in the case of peanut, it has been demonstrated very clearly it is an IgG-mediated response. But so we wanted to go to the animal model, the humans, and see whether this alpha subunits, alpha, alpha prime, and beta subunits of 7S globulin can also serve as human allergen. So we obtained serum from individuals who are known case of clinical history of allergy to soy proteins. And as you can see in this particular Western blot analysis, this is a total stain protein of soybean proteins. And these are the blood obtained from individual patients who are allergic to soy proteins. And in this case, you can see the serum strongly reacts against the alpha prime and the beta subunit. Here it reacts to quite several other proteins, including the alpha prime, alpha, and beta. And so is the case here. And there are patients who seems to have very specific reaction with one or unique proteins. So what this particular slide demonstrates is that the 7S globulins have the potential to be human allergens, food allergens also. So in order to demonstrate that the human sera is actually reacting against the alpha prime, alpha, and beta subunit, we took the storage proteins of soybeans and resolved them in 2D gel electrophoresis. And as you can see, the alpha prime here, which is, and the alpha and the beta subunits, I pointed out earlier, they're encoded by multi-gene families, and you can see there are different isoforms of the beta subunit. And when you transfer this to nitrocellulose membrane and challenge it with the antibodies, from IgE antibodies here in this particular case, you can see it recognizes the alpha prime, alpha, and beta subunits. This demonstrates that these proteins are indeed food allergens in humans. And to further substantiate our point, we actually purified all the three subunits, the alpha prime 72 kilodalton protein, the alpha 70 kilodalton protein, and beta 52 kilodalton protein. And using a combined blood serum from patients who are sensitive to soy proteins, we can clearly demonstrate clear reactivity against all the three storage proteins. So, which clearly demonstrate that the 7S globulins of soybeans are potential food allergen. So now, having established that these proteins are major allergens, we wanted to knock this, the expression of these genes from soybean seed. So in order to do what we did is to construct an RNAi construct, and this basically based on the introduction of a double stranded RNA which targets the expression of the target gene. And what we did is we took a conserved region of the beta-conglycan alpha subunit and then cloned them in an inverted repeat and placed it in between an intron, which is autophosphate dikinase intron, in order to create hairpin loop. And then we have, for transformation, we have introduced the bark acid and a 35S promoter and nopalin synthetase terminator. And we introduced this construct and generated several transgenic soybean plants. And we obtained several individual lines. And what I'm going to show is the results from one such transgenic line. First, we looked at the transcript level of the three subunits of the 7S globulin. The plus indicates non-transgenic controls, and the minus one where the RNAi constructs. And as you can see, there is no messenger RNA present for any of these three subunits in the RNAi transgenic lines. And if you look at the 11 storage proteins, as you can see, both the transgenic as well as the non-transgenic lines have fairly uniform levels of expression of the 11S storage proteins. So we were able to succeed in knocking off the expression of the 7S storage proteins in the transgenic line, RNA lines. And here is a protein profile of these transgenic lines. And the ones in the reds indicate they are transgenic lines, and ones in the black are the wild type or control lines. And as you can see, this is the alpha prime and alpha and the beta subunit. And these transgenic lines are missing all these subunits. And when you do a Western blot analysis using the antibody raised against the purified 7S globulins, you can see all the RNAi construct lines are missing those, the protein, clearly indicating we were able to succeed, we were able to knock out the accumulation of the storage proteins in the transgenic RNAi lines. And we also wanted to demonstrate it in a different way. So what we have done is we took advantage of this DIG gels, which is a differential in-gel electrophoresis. The advantage of this particular system is that you can actually look at the compare the protein profiles of two different treatments in one same one single gel. For example, you take the transgenic, the non-control, the control plants, and label it with Cy-Fine. And for example, the transgenic plant with a Cy3 dye. And you can combine this equal amount of protein and resolve them on one SDS page gel. And as you can see, the red bands represents the proteins which are completely knocked off in the transgenic line. And the yellow spots indicate there are no differences between these comparison. So it clearly shows that the RNA lines that we have generated is completely missing the 7S globulins. So we are able to succeed in generating transgenic soybean plants that appear to be missing all the three subunits of 7S globulins. So the next question we wanted to address is, do these lines actually react with any the serum from the pigs? And this again is in a Western blot, where you can see, even though on a regular gel we do not see the accumulation of the alpha subunit in several of the transgenic lines, in this particular case, in certain transgenic lines, we are able to detect the accumulation of this protein, indicating that even small, very low amounts of the protein is sufficient for the detection of this allergen. But in most of the cases, we have complete knockouts. So the 7S globulins is gone. And we did a similar study with the human serum. And as you can see, this the plus means the wild type, and these are the RNAi construct lines. And clearly, even the human serum is not reacting. So we were able to successfully generate a transgenic soybean lines, wherein we have knocked out the major allergens of soybean seed. And what we want you to do, currently we are planning to do, is we actually have grown them in the field to get a NF seeds, and we still haven't had NF seeds, so we are going to grow it again this season to get NF seeds to perform a pig study, animal feed study, and that should then conclusively demonstrate the usefulness of generating a transgenic soybean plants, and we would like to know whether such seeds will be very beneficial in improving the performance of the animals. As we all know, more than 90% of the soybean meal that is produced in the United States is primarily used for the animal industry. So by generating such a transgenic soybean lines, we hope that will actually impact the soybean production, actually make it wider application of soybean in the animal feed industry. With that, I would like to stop and acknowledge some of my lab members who have been involved in this work and my collaborators who are involved in this work. And most of the work was generating the RNAi lines was done by Dr. Wonsong Kim and the collaborators Dr. Joseph Jez and Monty Curley who were involved in this animal studies. And I'll stop here and I'll be happy to take any questions you have. Yes?
Harry, what cultivar did you do this work in? What genetic background?
Oh, it's Williams 82. Yes?
So, Elliot Meyerowitz has done some work to remove allergens from soybeans, and he identified a different protein as the major allergen. Can you comment on that? Are there...
It's interesting because if you go look at the allergen work literature, the initial identification of allergens, for example, the one you're referring to, but Elliot Ehrman's work, which is the, his protein was initially was identified for work from Japan, okay, and it was identified as an immunodominant allergen, okay, it's a 28 kD oil lipid body associated protein, but when we use the serum that we have collected here in the United States, it not necessarily is that protein is immunodominant. There are other proteins, lots of other proteins, which are much more immunodominant. But in the literature, we have this, if one says some protein is immunodominant, for some reason it keeps carrying on for subsequent publications, okay? So there are several proteins, soybean proteins, which seems to have same immunodominancy than that earlier identified protein. But the pig serum does not seem to recognize any of the protein that been, for example, the P3A28, or it does not react with that. Yes, Mike.
You showed some sort of topographical analysis and seemed to suggest that peptide region that was sort of on the surface of the protein. So I don't work in allergens, so I'm maybe a little confused here, but I mean, the protein would be digested, so you wouldn't, once it's in the gut, so are you talking about actually having some immunoreactivity in the gut?
There? Yes. One other thing I actually showed you, that this protein is highly resistant to pepsin digestion. Even in a stimulated gastric fluid, even if you leave it for more than a couple of hours, the protein is intact. Clearly, this is not susceptible to pepsin digestion, which is, again, as I said, is a hallmark of typical allergen. And that might be the reason why you get this immune response, because they are, laying down there for long times. Yeah. Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
Harry, very interesting. Can we go back to this question of Elliot Herman's work?
Yeah.
Your work. So are you saying that work is an audit, that it's not correct?
No. What I'm saying is it's dependent on from where the serum is coming from. For example, the people in Japan, okay, they might be much more sensitive to that protein. And also, it depends on where the source of blood was collected. If it's from young children versus adult. So that makes awful lots of difference. So if you take an young child, okay, they're very susceptible to the very early phases during the child growth. Yes. They outgrow it very fast. Okay. So it will depend upon the population where the blood is obtained. And, so there are various other factors that needs to be considered.
Can you summarize the difference? So the protein that you identified, you think might be more significant allergen in practice?
One of the reasons I'm a little bit positive about this one is because we have identified the alpha subunit as allergen, not only here, there are several other places which are shown. And the work that we did is using serum from adult population as well as young children. Both the serum react against the alpha, especially the alpha subunit.